Paris could become the first major city to be wired for wireless internet service. The famed Paris Metro, in partnership with other companies, is experimenting with a technology known as Wi-Fi. It could allow computer users to go online from virtually anywhere in the French capital. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
The Paris Metro may be 103 years old, but it is now poised to take the City of Light a quantum leap up the electromagnetic spectrum and into the next generation of wireless internet. Underneath this train ferrying passengers, thick fiber optic cables fire data at the same volume of 2,000 home ADSL lines. The Metro Authority set up the network for internal communications, but when the Wi-Fi trend came along, it teamed up with the internet equipment maker Cisco. This is one of the ubiquitous cafes at a Paris metro entrance. At this one, Cisco manager Christophe Servet sits surfing away on his laptop, thanks to a discreet antenna made by his company, right near one of the famous Art Nouveau metro signs. As part of the experiment, 12 Wi-Fi access points have been set up along a north-south line in Paris, each at the top of a metro station's stairs. If the decision is taken to put one at each stop, the city will be blanketed with 372 Wi-Fi points with a range of about 100 yards. The experimental network only started in April, but Servet hopes it will prove a success so his company can sell Wi-Fi equipment to businesses.
The number of mobile workers is increasing years after years in every country, in every continent in the world, and we have to follow that change.
Servet says Wi-Fi will allow mobile workers in Paris to log on anywhere at any time to get company data or share information with headquarters. He points out, though, that using Wi-Fi won't be the reserve of employees of companies with in-house computer technicians.
When it's going to be completely changed, by the end of 2003, more than 50% of the laptops will have embedded Wi-Fi.
The Paris Metro is offering use of its network to several phone companies who are trying to see if they can make a profit selling Wi-Fi access. Bertrand Lenoir is the commercial director of the Metro subsidiary operating the data lines. He points out that some serious questions remain.
With what we have, we're going to see how it works, but it seems to work pretty well, but also what the economic model is and is there a market. If there is a market, then we will go for, you know, generalization.
Some 1,700 people have been given free access in order to test the network. The first findings suggest over 90% of the testers would use it again. And the project planners see lots of possibilities beyond people checking their email and surfing the web. They say the network could be used by emergency vehicles sending medical information, for instance, or by delivery trucks. Not to mention people just sitting around in parks or zapping home snapshots of the Eiffel Tower. But the first users would have to be businesses. They are the only customers who can pay enough to get things off the ground. In another cafe at lunchtime, three businessmen huddle over two laptops. They're not on the new network. But as soon as he hears about it, financial planner Arnaud Picut says he'd like to sign up. He even predicts Wi-Fi could help revive an old Paris tradition, that of cafe conversation. Cafe life has been on the decline, Picut says, but he thinks Wi-Fi may give people a reason to come back into cafes, although in a more modern style. The decision on the French capital going wireless should be taken in the next few months. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.